Okay, this is the final part of the Bachelor Cam podcast. We met him at our speed dating event back just before Valentine's Day in February. And for Dylan, it was love at first sight. If you haven't kept up to date, go and listen to the three other parts before we get into this, the final date reviews and Bachelor Cam's final choice. Who will he choose? And most importantly, will she choose him?
The Pepper and Dylan podcast.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
She is one of the final four to date Bachelor Cam before he makes his decision on whom the love of his life shall be on Wednesday morning. Catherine's date is complete. Which date was Catherine's doing?
Saturday morning at the Continental Treat Fine Bistro.
Okay.
A 10 o'clock start on Jasper Ave.
Okay.
And what a beautiful place that is. I don't know if you've been there, but Continental Treat Fine Bistro is gorgeous. And a gluten-free restaurant. So good to know if you're... you're into that.
Yeah.
Now, you crashed this date? You've crashed all three dates, right?
Yeah, I crashed them all.
Okay. So you crashed the Goodwill dress-up date.
Yep.
On Friday.
You got it.
The Continental Bistro.
Yep.
On Saturday, and I'm just trying to... Oh, IKEA. Of course, yeah. IKEA yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. So what did you witness? What is Catherine feeling? What's going on here? The date, your date, it's all done. Now it's all kind of left up to... Will Cam issue you the final rose, Catherine? So, Dylan, what did you see? Well, and how long were you hanging out with them for?
Continental Treat Fine Bistro. We were there for probably an hour and a half.
Oh, you were there for a while?
Yeah.
The whole time hanging out with them?
We tried their cooking. We took pictures and videos, and it was me and my girlfriend that were
okay,
there.
Yeah. Okay. And what did you end up making in the kitchen, Catherine, you and Cam together?
We made shrimp. They're like poached. Dylan, what's it called when it's like...
Sous vide.
Yeah, sous vide. Yeah.
Okay.
We made that. We made salmon, couscous, and vegetables.
Okay. And was it easy? Did you learn a lot? Did you screw anything up?
Maybe my presentation with the shrimp, but no, I'm pretty good. It was pretty easy. Like, we had the chef with us the whole time, so he was showing us how to cut stuff. And I'm not good at flipping stuff on the pan, though, like him. But yeah.
All right. So who was more the expert in the kitchen? Was it you or was it Cam?
I think Cam's probably going to say Tim. I don't know. I don't know. He's a more of a barbecue guy, he said.
Right. Right.
He's quicker at cutting vegetables than me.
Okay.
Yeah. But my presentation, I think, was better with the salmon, so.
And nobody got food poisoning?
No.
No, everyone seemed to be okay.
Dylan, you tasted everything?
Yes.
And they were all right? They worked together well in the kitchen?
Yeah. No, they were good. It was a very fun date. That's a really fun date idea. And Continental Treat Fine Bistro, after this date, they're like, we got to do this as a regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make this happen because it was a fun date. It was a great atmosphere. And, I mean, the chef was awesome.
Right.
Took them through everything, made them feel comfortable. And they were just able to focus on kind of the date.
Well, now, Catherine, I don't know a lot about what happens in a restaurant kitchen. My only experience are McHappy Day and watching The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it's pretty hectic and frantic back there. So did you guys have a chance to connect, or were you just too busy cooking that you didn't have a chance to really get to know each other a little further than you did on the first date?
We got to know each other a lot more. I think we hung out after cooking, too. So, yeah, I got to know him pretty well, I would say.
Now, Catherine, the famous Catherine date was the longest date of the original dates. That went 4.5 hours,
right?
That he had to race to a second date, almost missed it.
Right.
Because it went so long. Now, this one, Catherine, I've heard reports that it started at 10 a.m. You had somewhere to be at 7, and you guys hung out from 10 a.m. till 6?
Yeah, 6:30-ish, yeah.
That's not a date. That's a shift.
It's an entire day.
Wow.
So
yeah, it was long. Yeah. Was
after the Continental Treat Fine Bistro, and
you
after,
shouldn't cook shrimp and salmon that long, Dylan.
No, it's gonna be
a little tough.
They were after you guys left, because we got to watch and watching in the kitchen. You are an adorable couple, and it seemed to me that you were very, very like flirty and touchy, and it was you were very cute together, the both of you. What happened after the, I mean, we left,
after
you guys
Dylan
finished
left.
Eating, what happened?
Yeah.
We went to Leopold's on White Ave.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went in the ravine for a long walk.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah. And we just talked and hung out. Yeah, it was good.
Didn't want it to end or it had to? Well, you had to be, had somewhere to be.
Yeah, it had to end. But I didn't want it to end.
It was her birthday party that she needed to get to.
Oh, was it your birthday on Saturday?
My party. My birthday was on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. So had you had the choice and there weren't a party being planned for you, you would have kept going. You would have pushed that date even further.
Yeah, probably.
Would you have pushed
it went
that
by really quick.
Date back to your place or back to his place? Would that date have gone? Would there be a date the next day or what? What is your feeling?
I think, to make everything fair with the other girls, just keep it
okay
PG, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to leave it on the down low. So that leads us to what I think might not get answered, but the question. I mean, it made headlines across the country last
it
week.
It did.
Dylan, when Dylan lifted the kissing and physical touch ban, you were free to do whatever you wanted. You were free to take a quick vacation if you wanted,
if you wanted to leave
that night on an airbag and never come back again if you wanted. Care to reveal anything that might have happened?
Well, we did kiss. I don't know if
I did kiss.
That's big.
That's huge. Uh-huh.
So that's all I'm saying.
Okay. That's all she's going to say. That's all you need.
Okay.
And was it good? Because
you know, was there chemistry in the kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Because Dylan, you're one to say there is not such a thing as a bad kisser.
No.
Just bad kiss chemistry.
That's all I believe. Now, okay. Continental Treat Fine Bistro, what a fun date. Catherine, apparently Megan she runs the social media. And after the
video went up
of Catherine and Cam, people came strong.
They did. They absolutely loved it because Dylan's been sending me all the dates and whatnot, so I've been doing little recap videos. They're all on the Bachelor Cam highlight reel on Instagram. And a lot of people really, really love the cooking date one.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of likes.
But that's one. There were two others.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea how those ones ended. They could have ended in a kiss as well.
Okay.
Text message asking the obvious question that has been unasked. Catherine, why didn't you invite Cam to your birthday party?
I did. I think he's trying to be good, which I appreciate because, you know, he had other dates the
That's
next
right.
day, too.
Respectful.
So he's respectful, yeah.
Okay, very good.
But he did get an invite?
He did get an invite,
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we will see what happens on Wednesday. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
She sounds really giddy, doesn't she?
Yeah, no, she was what a lovely personality. She was so much fun. And, like, them together, oh, my God, are they cute.
Could you feel the chemistry?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, they were, despite having cameras in their face, they were lost in a magical moment, I think. It was really nice. Continental Treat Fine Bistro. Honestly, thanks to them for putting it on. But what a cool place. I think that's the old Hardware Grill, if you remember.
Okay, yeah.
But, God, it's gorgeous inside. They do dance lessons there. And they've actually, after this date, they said, this is something we want to do regularly. So could be somewhere that you can go on a romantic little date.
Not bad.
Yeah, it was fun.
So we know Paige was at IKEA, and her and Cam had to build IKEA last night.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
Yeah.
And on Friday, it was Goodwill with Jessica?
Nope. Ashley was Goodwill. Thank God you're not doing
that. Yeah, they go go-karting tonight, right?
Yep.
Okay, Jessica and Cam tonight. So Ashley was Friday at Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Friday night, Goodwill, Calgary Trail. Doug and I hung out. Doug is the marketing manager for Goodwill Alberta. And what a great guy.
Oh, Doug's awesome.
Oh, we had such a fun night.
You guys really dig him, huh?
Oh, boy. The show is going to hell. Listen, it was such a... I didn't know...
What, Robbie? That's a good one.
I mean, it could be better.
You really dug him?
You really dug him.
You really dug him. When you were hanging out with him, you really dug him. You're right. That would have been better. Yeah.
Listen, it was what a fun date it was. And thanks to Goodwill and Doug for making it so fun. Ashley and Cam, oh, my goodness. The chemistry between them is incredible. To watch them interact with each other, they looked like they were having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we have all the pictures to prove it.
If you're playing around with chemicals, the last thing you want is a blast.
Ah, yeah, you wouldn't want that.
It would be a...
Back.
I'm going to back away for the rest of the segment. I'm going back over here, guys.
Ashley, how did it go?
I had a blast. It was very fun.
As far as dates go, I mean, have you ever been on one that you had so much fun on?
No, definitely not on a second date. That was very good for a second date.
It was such a good time. I mean, they got there and they were able to unbox a donation box, which was super fun. And then after that, they had to pick three different outfits for three different occasions,
yeah.
And we got pictures of it. Which is, I mean, it's great. It was such a wonderful date. So they had to do a night out outfit, a breakfast with the parents, and a vacation outfit. And it was just a ton of fun.
Why is Pepper sitting over there?
Because he's being weird today.
He's in a joke timeout.
My punishment corner. I'm not allowed to talk anymore on this segment.
Why? No, we need you to talk on the segment.
I've ruined everything. You look so sad. Gone one too far.
No.
In fact, Dylan, get that my dog's cone.
Oh.
It's just sitting on top of the cabinet there. I'm going to wear a cone for the rest of the day.
Oh, boy. Can you finish the segment first?
I'll finish the segment, and then I'll put the cone on for the rest of the day.
That would be wonderful.
It's a cone of shame.
It's my cone of shame. From now on, we have a cone of shame on the show.
Yeah.
Do we need to write it with Sharpie?
Yeah, that was a bad, bad idea. Catherine, when you...
No, Ashley.
Sorry. You were... how late did the date go beyond goodwill? Like, we heard that the Catherine date went well into the evening afterwards. How late did yours go afterwards?
Well, first of all, Cam had the great idea that we would go out in our going out outfits. Wore our going out outfits to Earl's after Goodwill and had a few drinks and an appy there, and then we went for a walk afterwards. I think I got home at like 12:30.
Oh, okay. So now we've got two long dates, Dylan.
Mm-hmm,
now we're not just dealing with one was like, yeah, you know, we hear it from Catherine and then it's 8 hours and we're like, oh, no one's going to compete with this.
Right.
Well, the date before did.
Yes.
Did you like what Cam had picked out from you? Because I saw it on the Instagram highlight and it was like a pretty little yellow dress that you were wearing for your going out outfit, right?
Yeah, definitely stood out. At April 4th when it had just snowed and everyone was aware.
Would that match your taste? Is that something you would pick out for yourself?
Maybe if it was like a summer barbecue or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But he wasn't far off in knowing you and your style.
It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. What a compliment.
It was fun.
Okay, so you went out, you went and had some appies and some drinks, and you caught up. And was it, did the spark start to shine even brighter?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we got to know each other a little bit better on the second date, and there's definitely a connection there for sure.
All right, you know, Wednesday, he is selecting the love of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm aware.
Uh-huh. And it's like, do you have a feeling where he might go?
It's hard to say. Like, at the end of the day, I was telling him, you just got to go with his gut, and we all know what we kind of signed up for here, and it will work out how it works out.
Did you find it hard to go on Friday, knowing you were the first of the four dates?
Not really. Like, I didn't think about that too much. I just went into it, like... Either way, it'll be a fun date and just kind of not think about that too much.
All right. Did you talk a lot about the other dates or about this process or just kind of lived in the moment?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, just with like it only being two dates with everyone. And in the typical situation, that's pretty tough to, you know who you're going to pick in the normal world. So it's just a unique situation. So we definitely talked about it a little bit.
I can tell you this, because I was on all three dates this weekend. Mm-hmm. I will be on tonight's date as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It sucks to be Cam. It sucks. Like, if anyone's sitting here thinking like, oh, wow, lucky Cam, he gets four beautiful girls that all seem awesome. Yeah, they are. They're awesome. They're fun.
Yeah.
The chemistry is great. Like, I could see him with every one of them in a different way. And, like, Friday night with Ashley, I was like, as soon as the date started and they're just giggling and laughing and going back and forth, I'm like, well, there's no way he's saying no to her.
Right.
Then Catherine comes around, and I'm like, with a giggling and laughing, I'm like, oh my God, like every one of these girls are awesome. And I feel like, I don't know, we have to do something for the ones that don't get picked. Well, and I don't know who that's going to be. I really don't, because I'm watching this unfold and I go, it could be any one of them.
Well, this is a credit to you. You've seemed to find like really, really strong matches. Like, say what you will, but Ashley, Dylan's done a pretty good job finding people that will connect, right?
Definitely. He's done a very good job.
So was there a, and again, you don't have to share if you don't want to, but Catherine did. There was a kiss at the end of the night with Cam and Catherine. Was there a kiss at the end of the night with you, Ashley?
Yes, there was.
Wow.
Oh, see, there's the good part about going first.
Uh-oh. Well, that doesn't help us.
Not at all.
Doesn't help him. Doesn't help them. That doesn't help anyone.
Was the kiss, did you feel like a connection through the kiss? Because I think that's so important.
Yeah, I'd say there was a connection.
Oh, boy.
Very nice, very
honestly,
nice.
Honestly, the way
this
they were laughing
together. This
just
got more complicated instead of less complicated.
I know. And I promise you, if you watched any just one date, you'd be like, oh, those two are perfect.
Right? Every single thing that you were sending me, I was like, oh, this is the one. Oh, no, this is the one. Oh, no, this is the one. I don't know who it is.
Also, Ashley, when watching the Kiss Instagram, the highlight of Bachelor Cam, I couldn't help but know. Is Cam really tall or are you real, really short or is it a mix of both and we've got a real situation here?
I think a mix of both.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4 on a good day.
And how tall
6'4.
Is... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he's big.
Yeah, yeah, he casts a shadow. You get an eclipse every day with him.
Totally.
Okay, well, Ashley, thank you very much. You've made it even more.
It was nice to meet you, Ashley.
Curious.
It was such a fun day.
You too, Dylan.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you, Ashley.
Thanks so much, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, well, now.
See, and I hate this thing. Like, I can't even imagine what Cam's thinking.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not making it up. Everyone was so much fun. And, like, on Friday night, before Saturday happened, I would have bet life savings that they were going to end up together.
And then Saturday happened.
I know.
Sunday happened.
I know.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So let's talk to Paige. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
Paige was at IKEA yesterday.
She sure was.
Yes.
And first and foremost, Paige, before you get to speak, I just got to say, IKEA went all out.
They did.
They did?
They really did. It was incredible.
The entire staff at IKEA got involved in this, and it was, I've never seen so much work put into anything. When you walked in, there was giant, the IKEA posters that are normally in the window and on the walls
yep.
were replaced with Cam posters.
Oh, really? Aww.
Yeah.
Welcome Cam and Paige.
No way.
They had IKEA clothing provided. They had name tags. They had a whole area shut down. They had put up a special... They hired or had one of the staff members become a server so that they could have a specialty dinner.
I saw that romantic dinner. You had the fish and chips, eh, Paige?
Yeah, we kind of share the different meals. Aww. We can kind of get like a little taste test.
They put balloons up. It was just incredible the amount of effort and how many people were involved.
They were amazing.
It was when you look at it, it was just like wow. And thanks to Christina and Sarah and Ryan who kept walking by shaking his head, going, "Well, that's how you put it together."
All right. Well, Sandra messaged. I guess she was at IKEA yesterday. She says, "I totally vote for the couple that was at IKEA." So that's Cam and. They were there, Cam, and you were I guess you had to put together what was kind of determined as the most challenging piece of IKEA furniture.
No, this one they decided because the most challenging one apparently takes 6.5 hours on average to put together. This one
packs
was,
wardrobe?
I don't know which one it was. All this one was set to be 1 hour.
Okay.
I don't know how accurate that was. everything else at IKEA, amazing. The 1 hour time frame, undecided.
Okay. Yeah, because they were 3 hours.
Three hours for something that should take 1 hour?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I thought you were good at putting IKEA furniture together, Paige.
You know, the dressers with those wheelie things are just really tough. And that was the hardest part. We did have to redo those 3 times because we had some backseat drivers, Dylan, that might have swayed our...
How do you listen to Dylan put together IKEA furniture? He's terrible at
it. This was my whole point. I wanted to throw them off and see how they were under
pressure. It's all a point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They were working hard.
So but were they working hard and well together?
Here's the thing, and honestly, we found Cam's weakness.
IKEA furniture.
Cam's weakness is putting together IKEA furniture by far. The one good thing he had, though, is Paige is cool, calm, and collected under all circumstances. And it was wonderful to see her with a positive attitude the whole way through. Cam, we have a before and after picture of Cam of his hair slicked to him looking like he just went through hell.
He looks so rough.
Is it safe to say, Paige, without you there, Cam never would have completed it?
You know what? I think he's the kind of guy that would want to complete the task that he started. So I think he probably would have tried, but I think it might have went a little bit disastrous, perhaps.
He said
he said he stayed calm the whole time, but I don't know. We all saw observable signs that said otherwise.
We have never seen Cam sweat so much. Really? He was dripping.
He was flustered.
So we found his weakness. Okay.
Yes.
Did you get a chance, like, while you're building this furniture, like, obviously you're cooperating, you're working together, you're trying to kind of, you know, guide your way through it together. Did you get a chance to kind of connect more, learn more about each other, or were you so focused on the task at hand of building the IKEA dresser that everything else seemed secondary?
I think there's still lots of, we were very focused on the task because we had a time crunch that we were obviously not meeting. But I think there was lots of opportunity to get to kind of know each other and just kind of see like how we, work on like a communal project together a little bit. So that was good.
So let's say you and Cam went on Amazing Race next. Would you do well together?
That's to be determined.
Okay. All right.
Paige would. Cam, not good under pressure.
Okay. Cam. Couldn't do any of those detours on Amazing Race.
It's hard to say. Like Cam was flustered,
right.
100%. Paige brings out the best in the relationship in a flustered situation. It was lovely
to
see them.
So they complement each other.
I think they did, absolutely. Okay. I think they did really, really great job together. And then they both wanted to stick to it. I was sitting there eating hot dogs in front of them. They didn't want
hot dogs.
Were you
there the whole time, Dylan?
Yeah.
Yes, I had to be because the idea was that we were going to have the date. They were going to build the whatever it is, the dresser.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they were going to go over to this really cute area. So I wanted to get a video of them eating their dinner at this really cute area. I thought I'd be there an hour.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours until dinner, then I got to wait to dinner to come, so I had to eat dinner. But I ate by myself. I gave them their time.
Of course, sure.
I had no problem just eating over there by myself.
Oh, shucks, eh?
Yeah. But they were so committed to the task, and many times I just went up, and I was just like, hey, you guys, like, we could just pretend that this finished, and we could just get on over to the eating part.
Yeah.
And neither one of them would give up.
They were determined.
Yeah, they wanted to finish it.
So,
it had to be on display somewhere. It had to be pristine.
It's good to have that in common, that determination. So was Cam's inability to assemble IKEA furniture, was it endearing, and you kind of found you liked it like that about him, or was it a turnoff because he's just inept?
You know, there's this whole thing that I guess Cam is a woodworker.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got lots of wonderful skills. When it comes to IKEA, there's like instructions and specific steps and things to follow that are sometimes maybe not how he would do it if he was building it from scratch himself.
He said he was a woodworker.
I would love to see his real woodworking in action to get a picture of it. But
the guy probably paints birdhouses.
Aww. It counts. Okay. So at this point right now, did you enjoy yourself on the date? Did you find the connection grow even more? Or is it kind of like, I don't know. It was fun. I had a blast. He's a wonderful guy, but I think I'll move on. Where are you at right now, Paige?
I think the date was a lot of fun. It was really good. I'd definitely be interested to see where things would go.
Okay. Do you know what happened with Catherine and Ashley?
No.
Okay. Do you want to know?
Keep it quiet.
We don't want to know? We don't want to share?
Well, first off, I want to ask this question because I left around 5 o'clock and you guys were finishing up dinner and dessert. What happened? How long did the date go? Because the date started at 1. What time did you wrap it up?
We wrapped it up around sometime after 9.
Okay.
Okay, where did you go after IKEA then?
We went on a nice little walk.
Okay.
Mm.
We know what happens on a camp walk, guys.
Was there a smooch?
Don't kiss and tell.
Okay, so she's not going to tell us. Okay.
Period.
Would it help if we told you there was on the other two or no?
That's part of the whole thing, right?
Okay. We don't know. So it was another long date, though. It went way past the scheduled time, so.
It's a good sign.
Or is it? I thought we'd get a little more clarity.
Now
it's just getting more difficult.
I know.
Okay, Paige, Wednesday, Cam will decide who he wants to see again, who he wants to fall in love with. Thank you, Paige.
Okay.
Who gets the dresser, by the way? Does anybody get to keep the dresser?
They offered it up
to you. It's on display.
But yeah, you guys wanted it to be on display.
It's on
display. Yeah, you can go check it out.
Do you know what it's called by chance? No?
It's the brand new dresser.
The brand new dresser. That's all you got to say. I don't know the actual name of it.
It's got the tiny little skinny drawer at the very top.
Yes, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. How do you know that?
No. I know my IKEA, Dylan.
You really do.
All right, love you, Paige. Thank you.
Bye, thanks.
See you later.
Thanks again to Christina, Sarah, Ryan, and the rest of the staff that were there. They all made it really, really incredible. I can't believe how they went all out. But they said, if they're going to fall in love, we're going to do everything possible to make it at our place. Mm-hmm.
So, Ashley on Friday, Goodwill, the dress up. They went out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Date was much longer than anticipated or scheduled to be. And it ended with a kiss.
Yeah.
Catherine on Saturday. They made a meal at a restaurant together. And it ended with a kiss after an 8-hour date. Paige built IKEA furniture. Went for a walk afterwards.
Yeah. An 8-hour date as well.
And she won't tell how it ended.
I'm interested.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Hi, Jessica.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm tired today.
Yeah, you don't sound like a morning person, Jessica.
No.
Oh, are you not a morning person? Like, this is awful for you right now?
No, it's fine. I get up for work at this time, so it's okay.
Were you out super late last night?
I probably got home at, like, 10:30-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Are you a snooze buttoner?
Well, I can't today, so.
But usually you hit snooze?
Yeah.
And how is Cam? Is Cam a snooze alarm guy?
No, I think Cam just jumps out of bed.
He strikes me as that guy. Another day.
He's up at like another 5 to work on his body.
Yeah, is he?
I think so. He's up quite early.
Well, that might be a problem, Jessica.
No.
So last night you guys went to, what's it called, Drive?
Drive in West Edmonton.
The go-kart place? Okay.
Really, really cool. They shut down the entire place just for the two of them.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Did they?
I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Okay. Jessica's sounding like she questions that.
Well, they did.
Yeah.
There was no one else racing. It was just the two of them.
Okay, they did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, I don't believe you.
So you guys were on your race. Did you just race the one time?
It was like a 7-minute race.
Okay, 7-minute race. We know that the winner was supposed to be awarded. The loser was supposed to buy the winner a drink on Bourbon Street. And then wherever the date went, the date would go. Who won, who lost?
I lost, unfortunately. Yeah. Those corners scare me. I'm afraid of tipping my car.
It's a lot of fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. So, and then off to Bourbon Street you went, or did you go somewhere else?
We went to Bourbon Street, and I was the one that bought beers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Cam ordered the biggest beer that he could get.
Yeah.
Championship beer.
It was like the size of your head.
How long were you on the date for, Dylan?
I was there for the whole drive.
Okay.
And then I went to Bourbon Street, and as soon as the beers arrived, I took a picture and I left.
Were the two of you kind of like, all right, Dylan, time to get going. We want to have our date now, or was he welcome company?
I was welcomed with it, I think.
Okay. But you did get some time alone afterwards.
Yes.
And how did it go?
It went good. Yeah, it went really good. It was like catching up, too. So we had lots to catch up between the last, month.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Because, Jessica, you were the first round, right? He had two rounds of... And so, it had been almost literally a month since you had seen him or spoken with him. When you saw him, when you started to hang out last night, were you immediately taken back to how the last date ended and the spark, or did you find it, like, hard to catch up?
No, I think it bounced back to, how it was on the first date. Like, we just continue talking.
You
pretty much
right up where you'd left off. Yeah. That's a sign of a good connection.
Now,
right?
Jessica got there first. Okay. Cam showed up right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica says she likes to be late or early.
Yep.
Cam likes
no
to,
early.
Yeah. Early. Sorry. Yep. As soon as he arrived, it was like they had known each other for quite some time.
That's,
they got right into conversation. They seemed comfortable, kind of joking around with each other, which was lovely to see.
That says a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, the competition, like Cam's very competitive, and Jessica was trash talking and then lost, and then Cam was rubbing. Yeah. It was nice. It was a good atmosphere.
Trash talking didn't work in my favor, though, because I ended up losing.
So the feelings that you had at the end of the first date, they remained throughout the date last night?
I'd say so, yeah.
All right.
I got to ask, did you guys go on a walk? Because we all know what Cam does on walks.
You did go on a walk.
This
is Cam's move, right?
I said, I was like, are you sure? Like, this is a little sketchy, and it was a little sketchy that walk.
I was going to say, I was like, because you were at West Edmonton Mall, and you're going on a walk at, what, 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah, that's what where did you go walking at 10?
That's what I said. I was like, are you sure you want to do this? This does not seem to be the safest idea right now.
Guys, we can't be afraid of our own city, okay?
Just you not see what
half
happened
of the city's getting stabbed. Come on.
I mean,
there's a shooting in broad daylight yesterday.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Man, we got to be afraid of this.
I did get chased to my car not too long ago at the Superstore parking lot.
What is happening with the OYEG? I don't know. Okay, so you luckily the walk was safe. That's
good.
The best result.
Heck yeah.
Were there any other results to report? Do you know about the other three dates? Do you know how those?
Yeah.
Okay, you do know.
Yeah, I do.
That there were definitely two kisses on two dates, Catherine and Uwe. Was the other one where there was Ashley and Catherine kissed. Paige says she doesn't kiss and tell.
Right.
So are we going to make it a presumed 4-for-4 on the kissing?
Obviously, there was a walk.
We did not kiss because I said he needs to work harder than that.
Whoa!
So.
Whoa!
Jessica.
Plot twist, people.
Okay. Very nice. But if, I mean, tomorrow's decision day for Cam. If he says, you're the one, do you accept? Do you fall in love?
I'd be totally open to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Open to falling in love or just opening to going on a third date?
Uh-oh.
I can't tell after two dates. I cannot.
Well, you could have, and you kissed him.
Yeah. See, Dylan's idea here is he wants you to be like an exclusive couple. Would you be ready for that?
An exclusive couple after 2 days? No way.
No way. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. He's not.
I need more than that. Okay. I take dating very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And like the person that I date next, it has to be like very serious. So.
And we know your intentions are in a good place. Like you are looking for somebody serious, not just somebody else to add to your dating Rolodex. Like you really want a significant other.
Now,
but
yesterday,
not much,
while I was on the date, I did notice something, and I don't know if this is part of it. I don't know if this isn't part of it. Jessica, she's lovely. She's wonderful, but she says she's not done her partying phase.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Cam didn't seem too bothered by that. He said, okay. But you did say your friends are getting older. Everyone's kind of settling down. And you're like, can we still party?
Not can we still party, but can we just, like, enjoy these moments? Because it has been going by so fast.
Okay.
And I just, my enjoy was left.
Fair enough.
I'm not saying, like, let's go party and stuff all the time. I just want to enjoy every moment that I have with my friends.
That's a beautiful.
I have no obligation.
Beautiful.
I don't have any kids.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Settling down is, it's a spectrum, right? It's a scale, settling
sure,
down.
Sure.
Fully settling down is when you find your person, you have kids, and you forget what your friends even look like, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea what half of my friends look like. I get a text or I see a Facebook post, and that's how I know what they're up to.
Right.
That's full-on settling down.
Yeah, Jessica doesn't want that
You're
yet.
Talking about slowly making your way to that settling
also
down.
Also being able to bring him into a new friend group, so that way you guys become friends with each other's friends. And I know that that's a big thing for, like, people around my age, is that it's like, well, I don't want to be stuck in the house all the time with you. Like,
I am not a homebody. I always want to do things. Mm-hmm. So people just assume that goes with, like, partying. No. I just want to do things with my friends and enjoy the moment.
Well,
I don't have any obligations, so.
Stuart is texting in and said, she's out.
Why?
I don't know. Are you out? That's what he's getting, right?
Oh, that's the vibe he's getting from Jessica.
Yeah. So I'm just asking Jessica. Stuart's saying she's out, and I question, are you out? I didn't feel last night like you were out. You guys seemed like you were really vibing.
Yeah, we didn't vibe really well together.
Mm-hmm. You're just not ready to get married.
Well, eventually.
After 2 days, yeah. I would be shocked if someone said that. Okay. I'm just being super honest with you guys. No,
I appreciate it 100%. Yeah. I'm happy that you're... What I like about you, Jessica, is you know what you want. Mm-hmm. You know what's important to you, and you know how a person can fit into your wants and needs and desires at this stage of your life. And that's very... those are really strong good boundaries to have.
Absolutely.
And that you're not willing to waver. I think that's amazing and very respectful, and I think that would lead to a stronger relationship down the road. So good for you.
Yeah.
We'll see what that means.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't heard from Cam. I did hear from Jessica last night.
Mm-hmm.
Who said, can you let Cam know I got home safe and thank you for a wonderful time?
Oh, that's sweet. Okay.
Which was very kind
of
you.
Well, tomorrow's the big day, Jessica. We're glad you had fun last night. And thank you very much for
sharing. Yeah, thank you guys.
And I agree with you. I support you 100% in all of this.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just happy that someone said no to Cam.
someone said no to kissing him. That's neat.
I was thinking if anyone
did it. Someone has to try harder.
Good for you.
I like that.
All right. Talk to you later. Have a good morning, Jessica.
Okay. Yeah, you too.
Good luck at your meeting.
Do we have a recap of the date last night? Is that up on the Kiss
Edmonton?
So that's
up on the story, and I'm actually in the process where I'm putting them up, all four, in one post.
Okay.
As well as in the post is going to be the full list of all of the date locations that Dylan organized.
Oh, because so many people are saying, Dylan, you've arranged really cool dates.
Yeah, they've been good.
They would like to have this as a list that they can go on dates with, whether it's with somebody or next time they just go on a random date. Because, I mean, maybe the dates weren't part of it. You've done a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Picking and choosing and finding the ones to the point where I have a feeling it's going to be very hard for Cam.
I'm interested to see what Cam, I have not heard from him after, like Sunday, I haven't been able to talk to him, so I don't know how Paige's date went. I don't know how Jessica's date went. I'm just as curious as you guys are.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
All right. Hey, Cam.
Hey, guys.
It's all done, huh?
It's all done. 17 dates later.
Incredible.
Glad you're counting.
So you can take a bit of a rest now. You had the final four dates, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and last night. It was Goodwill on Friday with?
Ashley.
It was making a meal in the morning and a long 8-hour date that ended in on a...
Continental Treat Fine Bistro.
Right, on Saturday with?
Catherine.
It was putting together IKEA furniture and then having some meatballs and fish and chips at IKEA with...
Paige.
And it was go-karting last night at Drive in West Edmonton Mall with...
Jessica.
Okay, so thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, it's good to know.
You know it. Those were the finalists that you chose. You issued each one of those four ladies a rose after their initial dates to have a second date. And Dylan was at all of these dates. Haven't gotten your thoughts yet fully, Dylan.
No.
We spoke with Jessica this morning to recap last night's date, and she feels like we're doing her dirty, which I'm assuming means we're throwing shade at her. Is that the same thing?
You are throwing some minor shade.
She had said that she is more than interested in seeing you again, but saying exclusive boyfriend-girlfriend after two dates seems a bit much.
She would never do that, is what she said. And she would never ever do that. She turned down a kiss opportunity with you and saying she would never kiss. You have to work harder than that.
So are you guys looking for some clarity on my end?
Well, I think it's just she thought we were after the fact, because a lot of our audience are like, okay, well, Jessica's not the one then. She's not into it for the same reasons. I think I was like, well, good for you. You've got your, what you want, your boundaries. You've got it all set. You know what you want out of your life. So that's awesome. But it might not be the perfect fit for what we're trying to do or what Cam's trying to achieve. I don't know. Do you feel differently, Cam?
Yeah. So, I get where she's coming from with two dates normally in, let's off the air. It would be two dates and you go, boyfriend, girlfriend, we're exclusive. Yeah, that's pretty quick. However, this is matchmaking March, leaked into April. We're trying to find me the one.
Uh-huh.
So in this scenario, I'm going to have a girlfriend tomorrow.
Okay.
So that is what, you know, we've aligned upon, and that's what I want. And so, yeah, she, obviously she may not see it the same way. And then, yeah, I don't think in my mind, or maybe I was missing it, but, I don't think there was ever actually a kiss opportunity. I don't think there ever, it was more so I just said, hey, I'm not going to kiss you, but if you want to kiss me, and she's like, probably not. I said, okay.
Yeah.
And we moved on. So like, it was one of those, hey, here it is. And she's like, I want to make you work harder, which I'm like, okay, I kind of like that.
Yep.
However, not really what we're doing here. I'm trying to find the one. And right. I, you know, I may agree with Bill now that it's what, Tuesday, that kiss chemistry is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, he's got to work hard. I totally get that. Yeah. But so that was Jessica's date last night. We haven't caught up with you about the impression that was left on you with the other three dates in the finals. Mm-hmm. Let's just go in order. We'll start with a Friday's date where you were at Goodwill and doing like a little kind of like a dress up makeover kind of thing. And then you ultimately ended up going out on to Earl's. In the outfits, in the going out themed outfits that you gave each other. And how did that date go? That was with Ashley, right?
That was with Ashley. So that date was so much fun. Huge shout out to Goodwill. That was like, they had it all organized. They let us do our thing and we just had so much fun with it. And so we really connected, shared, like, I think we were laughing the whole date. And then, I love the fact that Ashley, when I suggested, hey, let's wear out the going out clothes from Goodwill out to Earl's, she was such a good sport about it and was like, yeah, you know what? I don't care what people think. Let's go do it. Let's go have fun with it. And, yeah, she wore the cute yellow dress I picked out for her, went out to Earl's and just owned it. And we left the tags on just to have more looks given our way.
She did yesterday that might not have been what she would have selected to go out to Earl's with, but you tried and it was sweet. So
I did try my best to keep it. Like, okay. There was a lot worse options I could have suggested for her.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, had a like great finish to the date and stuff, and like just really enjoyed my time with Ashley.
Catherine, on Saturday, we know it went well. You guys cooked a meal together, and then you went. You spent almost the entire day together. It was an 8-hour long date. She ultimately had to go because she was having her birthday party. She invited you to come, but you probably declined. That sounds like it went awesome with Catherine. And a lot of people who are, you know, following along with this either on air or over Instagram or through the podcast that Megan is making are all like Team Cam and Catherine seems to be in the lead. Is that still the case, Megan, that you're noticing?
Big time on Catherine. And then honestly, Ashley and Paige are like tied for who's coming in.
Okay. So it's close, but a lot of people are supporting you and Catherine in all of this. That date sounded great, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Date was great. Really, really connected. Had some good conversations. And once again, Catherine just is so honest and taking it pretty serious because it's, once again, it's a weird thing where you only get two dates and then you have to decide if you're going to date somebody. So, you know, I got to know Catherine a lot better throughout Saturday.
Paige revealed you're terrible at putting together IKEA furniture, that might indeed be your biggest flaw, that you're awful at it, that you wanted to give up. She, however, was like, no way, we're finishing this thing. It was supposed to take an hour. It took what, Dylan? Three hours,
it was a long time.
3 hours to build a dresser at IKEA. But you enjoyed yourself as well with Paige?
I really enjoyed myself with Paige. I don't know if I was the worst one in the room for giving up. I think there was somebody that sat in the corner with a camera was getting more frustrated with me.
I wanted meatballs.
I have never seen somebody sulk more in a corner going, guys, hurry up. All right, 4:00, we're done. We're done. We're going to eat.
I want a hot dog.
Ultimately, you got it done, though. And then, of course, Jessica last night, we talked about Jessica and that there's still.
And to clarify, like, Jessica was a great date, too. I know that we probably went down a road, but I actually really enjoyed my time last night with Jessica as well. But, maybe just have different alignments on what we're looking for right now.
Well, you've got a lot to decide now in 24 hours, right?
Like, way too much to decide, and I'm kind of wanting to kick it to Dylan right now because you were on all the dates, Dylan. What are you who are you thinking for me and why?
Oh, you can't pick for him.
No. I just need, it's an open conversation right now. I'm just kind of trying to pick Dylan's brain a little bit.
I can go through all of them real quick, but Ashley and you had just this great vibe. You guys were super fun together. Ashley seemed like she was up for anything.
I loved her attitude. Right. Okay.
I loved her attitude about everything. Every time you threw something at her, Ashley was there, and she was ready to just turn it into something positive. So she was... I really enjoyed the chemistry you guys had together. I thought it was a super fun date. It was the first date, which... it really set a great tone.
Okay.
So Ashley was, she was just a really, really fun date.
Yep.
Catherine, I noticed with Catherine, and this is just me watching, you and Ashley were flirty. You and Catherine were more touchy-feely flirty. I noticed that when you guys were in the kitchen, there was a lot of like arm touching or back touching or things like that. You guys seemed to be very, very cute together. And you both seemed to be quite smiley when you looked at each other.
I noticed that when I watched the video.
Yeah,
just watching the video.
Yeah, you could really notice that they were really looking at each other. I think Catherine and Ashley are both taking it very seriously. I think they both would be very happy to be with you. And I think that both of them could be a great fit. Ashley's a little bit older and a little bit different life place. Catherine's 27, I believe, just turned 27. But I think she's mature, and I think she's looking for the same things you are at this point. Paige at IKEA, Paige is so calm, cool, and collected. Paige is, and I think it's what she does for work, right? She works with kids with autism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like part of it, she's just good at handling stressful situations. She's good at having a positive attitude. You guys, it was hard to see flirty chemistry during IKEA because they were very focused on doing IKEA.
Building furniture, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The banter was great, and they were managing to have a conversation the entire time. And like, in front of a bunch of people, they were still getting to know each other, and it was a really unique look.
Okay.
I think Paige and you, I think if she's serious, and she seems to be, although she likes to hold her cards very close to her chest, I definitely could see you guys being together. And Jessica and you both last night, I thought you guys had a great rapport. There was less touchy, kind of feely chemistry immediately. However, I thought you guys really joked well together, and I thought you guys had really good chemistry joking back and forth. I don't know, like with her saying that she's not ready at this point, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that she would want to date you again, and I think you guys would probably go on many dates together. It would be good. Whether she's at the same place as you or not, I mean, that will be left for you to determine. I don't get to be part of all the conversation.
Yeah, you really helped Cam out here, Dylan. Thank you for narrowing it down for him.
If I'm to pick, though, I don't know, because I saw you with so many people. Like, that's why I was telling everybody,
this
is so incredibly hard, because I can see him with every one of them in a different
way. You did a good job finding people that would be a good match. Probably too good of a job,
and
Dylan.
That's the problem.
So Dylan has said, he said yesterday off the air, he has a top two that he thinks you're going to pick. I recommend you don't say anything,
right?
Because you don't want to put that in Cam's head.
No, I don't.
But he doesn't know which one specifically. So you've got 24 hours. You've got a lot of thinking to do there, Cam.
I do. It's honestly, all four dates, I just had such an incredible time and a connection with every one of them. So I have a big decision because, as of tomorrow, by whatever hour I'm on, if they accept the rose, I will be, I will have a girlfriend.
You'll be in a girl, in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
That's huge.
Well, I do have one question, though.
Go ahead, Megan.
Do you think that given the amount of time that you've had with these girls, that it's enough time to base such a big decision on?
I usually would say in the real world, no. Two dates is probably not enough to be like, hey, we are dating. But I also would never date four women at once.
Right.
Good for you.
Right. It's a short period of time. If I had a longer time, I think there'd be, I would start to get to know and slowly have a very clear mind. But I'm hoping, in the next 24 hours, I'll sleep on it. I have a nice little plane ride today. and I'll.
Where are you going now, Cam?
Yeah,
I'm off to Toronto, then to Niagara Falls.
Oh wow,
a day late for the eclipse.
He really is.
Good to take it in an eclipse.
Yeah.
Cam, you have a ton of friends listening right now, and a ton of people who are tuning in. What are they saying?
So they have their favorites, but unfortunately, none of them are aligning. Like, there's not one name that consistently is coming up, but the one thing that does come up every single time is, Cam, you know what you're looking for in a partner, in a girlfriend. You know, make sure you make the right decision for you and not anybody else. Don't worry about what anyone else says. Like, pick somebody that is serious and wanting the same things as you, because when you go on 3, 4, 5 more dates, you know, more is going to come out. So make sure your core values are aligned.
Okay.
And that's where I was pretty intense dating on date 2. I was like, okay, well, I get one chance to actually ask the tough questions on date 2. Let's get into it. And all the girls were so honest and open with me, which was incredible. And I thank all of them for that, because it's a tough situation to be in.
All right, Cam, what is your timeline tomorrow? Can we set a time for your decision?
7 o'clock tomorrow morning during the 3 things you need to know.
So it sounds like we've already done that. Okay, 7
because
o'clock.
Is that still good for you, Cam? You're busy. Yeah. You're training somebody tomorrow, so 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Okay.
I'll be on to issue my final rose, and hopefully they accept, and I can start planning an actual Cam date, even though I feel it would be weird not to involve Dylan in
this point. Thanks, buddy. Good luck. Travel safe. Thank you, Cam.
I thought he was.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you later.
Have a good one. Right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Yeah?
Wow.
A lot of pressure.
Totally.
But like this text message says, and I agree 100%. Kudos to Cam for taking this so seriously. 100%. That's Jill saying that. You're totally right, Jill. Like, because he could be like, I mean, what's the difference? I'll end up getting their phone numbers and I can see anybody I want. He's taking this and your mission seriously.
Yeah.
And how successful you were in finding people that make it difficult for him to choose.
Do you have a choice?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You don't want to say
100%. Nope, not yet. Not yet. I'm not going to taint.
What are you basing? What are you basing it on? Like just what you've seen, what you've heard.
It was. This will give it away if I say it.
Okay, then don't.
Okay. After I watched all the videos, I was kind of. I had an order.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Jessica hadn't gone on her date yet. And then when I saw the videos, I'm like, Like, I had an order, and then I saw the videos, and then I was like, okay, yeah, that's my order, and I think I'm right. And we'll see though. We'll see.
I'm just as interested as everybody else.
Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., Cam decides who he's going to love and ask them, and we'll ask and find out, will they choose to be with him? That's the other thing, too, right?
I've never planned for that.
Forget that part.
If they say no.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Joining us from his business trip to Toronto, he's a big-time heroin dealer.
No, he's not.
Goes across the country on a very shady routes, and you know, he works a lot. His name is Bachelor Cam. Hi, Cam.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Excellent. How's Toronto?
Honestly, it's not too bad. I'm just staring at the CN Tower right now from my hotel room. So.
It would have been nice to be there during the eclipse, though, wouldn't it have, Cam?
Well, I don't know if I was as excited for the eclipse as everyone else was.
Did anybody see any more video yesterday of how cool it was?
Average at best.
I saw a video of it happening. Somebody was, like, filming the whole thing. Neato mosquito. I can't wait till 2044. But we've got a little while.
Yeah.
So, Cam, it's decision time.
It is.
Now, from what I can tell, some might look at it as Cam is choosing the person he wants to be exclusive with here.
Yes. Yes, yeah, yeah.
I don't like to look at it this way, but I'm sorry, I just have to point it out. He's also choosing three people that he doesn't want to.
Okay.
That's got to be hard, Cam.
Yes, it is very challenging because I had a connection with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no lie. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed every single one of the second round dates. And they're all incredible women. And the three I don't choose, that's no knock on them. I can literally vouch for all of them. And I hope they all find their person.
Mm-hmm.
But I have narrowed it down to one.
Okay.
Oh, he's done it.
And you're confident?
Oh!
in your decision?
I am confident.
When did it occur to you? When did you say, yep, this is the one? Was it this morning you woke up and you were like, yep, you haven't second-guessed yourself? Have you changed your mind? Was it one and then it was another? Or did it always feel like it was this one?
It always kind of felt like it was this one.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Cam, were you annoyed with how much I wanted to talk last night?
No, it was very actually. You are the only person I throughout this whole thing I was actually able to talk to and be honest with without tipping everyone else off.
Right.
So it was nice to. I feel like we built a great friendship through it.
Absolutely, I think you're a genuine guy. I tried to find all your flaws. There are none. Cam is a great guy. He really is just one of those genuine guys that you would want part of your life. And I'm happy to say that you'll be part of my life, Cam. I hope that
you guys are gonna hang.
Yeah, we're gonna hang.
He's a good hang.
Oh yeah.
Cam's coming Cam's over. Choice. I'm making him dinner with his new date.
When's this?
I don't know. I don't know who the new date is yet.
Good right. point.
Good point.
Oh, cute.
Okay. Well, that's good. You've made a lifelong friend. And now let's find out if you've made a lifelong love. Here's what we're thinking right now, Cam. And we don't know how this is going to go because we never know how things are going to go around here. You're going to make your choice. You're going to tell us who it is because we have no idea right
now. Zero.
We have all of their phone numbers in front of us. And then we're going to call them. All right?
Okay.
And then you are going to tell them. Wait, how does this work? Will that work? Well, they might hear it before we call
they
them.
Might,
there's nothing we can do about it.
There's 1 second, and then he can say whatever he wants to say to them, but directly to them instead of through us to them.
Is that catching you off guard? Can you ad-lib this? Do you want anything to say?
I think I can handle it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with that. So you want me to announce first, and then you're going to dial it up.
Or we can put him on hold. Robbie can hear it before everyone else. He can start the dialing, and then as the ringing's happening, you can tell us
so
and
only
them.
Robbie will
only
know.
Only Robbie will
That's
know.
That's even better.
Yeah, Robbie, don't give it away, though.
Okay. Hang on, Cam. Okay. Put him on hold. Put him on hold.
Pick him up over there.
Find out who it's going to be.
Everyone, place your bets on the text line.
Okay, so you know what? Again, another shining example of the 19 years of us not learning.
Yeah. We'll get there one day. Yeah, we'll get there
20
one day.
Seconds to figure this out ahead of time, but instead, why don't we do this instead right
Listen,
now?
It works out. Okay. Okay. Robbie knows. Right.
Okay.
You guys are genius.
Okay. Robbie, you've got to figure it out?
I know who it is.
He's
okay.
So giddy.
So you're going to call, are you going to call them now?
No, he's not doing anything. He's just sitting back knowing.
Why do you have the power right now? Why do you
could dial. I could dial this person up.
That's what we're
Or you can dial right anyone else up.
Don't screw it up, Robbie. That would be very awkward
for
everybody.
Okay, I can't screw this up.
Don't screw it up.
I got to double check.
Oh, if you call the wrong number.
I like the right
Oh, that would be the worst.
Just let me double check with Cam. I don't want to.
Okay, you double check with Cam. Jesus.
I know. We could have done it differently. Okay, a lot of people are texting in who they think it's going to be. I mean, I don't want to. Everyone gets a lot of texts coming in right now. Honestly, thank you to all the girls.
Okay.
I'm going to dial.
Okay, you dial. And
Carefully,
then just
though, Robbie.
Put them on hold.
No, put it on hold. Oh, careful. Yeah, we want to hear it ring, though.
We want to hear it live.
Yeah, we want to hear it ringing?
Yeah, yeah, so we want to hear it ringing.
Okay.
I'm going to dial.
Okay,
and as soon as it starts
I'll pick
ringing.
It up on this side. Okay, yes. Okay, here we go. All right.
Okay.
This is the moment right here. This is probably making Cam even more nervous.
I know. Don't screw this up on your end. We want both of them immediately.
Could you imagine Robbie calls the wrong person?
I know. Just press the buttons.
What am I doing over here? How can I screw anything up?
You do from time to time.
You hang up on her.
Okay, go.
Okay, here we go. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Hang on.
We need Cam.
Do you have a both?
I know.
I'm on.
Okay, there's Cam. Okay. Well, now, we don't know who this is.
No, we have no idea.
All right. Don't say too much, because I don't know if I'd be able to recognize you by your voice.
Yeah, don't say what your name is.
Cam, take it away.
Go ahead, Cam.
All right. I have everyone on?
Yep.
Are we good? Okay, perfect. So, with the final rose, I would like to issue the final rose and ask for a third date to somebody I really, really connected with since day one. First time I saw her, drop dead gorgeous, kind of caught me off guard in all the honest conversations we had. So, Catherine, final rose.
I knew it. Yes.
Am I on air?
You are on the air right now, okay. Catherine. Sorry to take you off guard, but
you're live on air with me.
Yep. We wanted to figure out how to surprise you. So, Catherine, we're finding out at the exact same time you are that Cam had said just moments ago that he just kind of always knew, and it wasn't as difficult. It was difficult because everybody was great, Cam, tell me if I'm putting words in your mouth, but there was just always something about the Big C. That's what we'll call her from now on.
The Big C.
I don't know if that's
the best name.
There was always,
there
was always something about Catherine that he felt a connection with. And so, Catherine, he has issued you the will you be exclusive, fall in love, get married, have kids, happily ever after, Rose. Do you accept?
Yes.
Yeah!
Amazing.
There's a big virtual hug and kiss here, by the way, everyone.
How beautiful that they're not with each other and he's in Toronto right now.
Listen, he changed his schedule around so he can get to know her even better. When are you back, Cam?
I'm back on Sunday, but then I'm off to Vancouver for a couple days. But I have the whole next weekend, 19th, 20th, 21st, and then the all week and that next weekend, too.
So, Catherine, we'll see you never.
So, the question is, Cam, are you going to be able to find a date, or do you need me to find one for you?
Well, and this is, I'm actually starting to get worried. I may just loop you in and help you, help me plan it, and I'll take credit for it this right. time.
Yes.
So now, Dylan, you can send Cam her number.
Yeah.
And you can send her Cam's number.
They can finally text
you
while you're gone.
And you are free to chat however you want.
Yeah.
Is this weird? Are you guys weird? It feels weird to me. It's just your normal.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited. So nervous.
Cute. Did you, Catherine, have a feeling that you'd get the call this morning?
I was hoping. I thought so. Our date went, I don't know, really good. But, you never know. But, yeah, I'm happy.
Well, you do know. We know now.
Well, we know now.
So never is like,
the longest dates. By far,
this was the
8-hour
date on Saturday. Yeah. This was the restaurant. They made food together and went out, and Catherine only had to leave because she had a birthday party.
Which she invited him to, and he politely declined. Cam, did you really want to go and just thought that you better not for the radio?
Yes, I really wanted to go, and then I just thought I wanted to go into the other dates with an open mind, which I absolutely did, and I had good connections. But yeah, I really wanted to go because that meant more time with Kat to continue to build a strong foundation, which I thought we had.
Not to mention 8-hour date. The guy needed to fart, you can't hold it in that long, for God's sake.
I can say, and I don't want to take away from this moment, Catherine, you guys had such a wonderful connection. You guys, the way you looked at each other was super romantic. My girlfriend and I were both there, and we both saw it happening in front of our eyes, and it was pretty darn cute. But I want to say thanks to Ashley, who was just awesome and such a fun date.
Well, we're getting several messages saying, how about Ashley for Bachelorette now?
Oh, there would be someone very, very lucky to end up with Ashley. Paige, again, she and I talked last night, and she just said, hey, whatever happens, I hope Cam's happy. I'll tell you right now, I got the IKEA date, and that was my dream, and it was everything I thought it would be. Yeah. And Jessica, yesterday, we had a great talk as well. She says she's looking for her person, and she will find her person. It's just more than two dates that is going to take her settle down, and that's totally fine.
So, Catherine, Cam, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so excited you guys are going to come over for dinner.
Very cool.
I know, we're going to get this dinner date arranged.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Okay, so Dylan, go ahead, send them each other's numbers. You guys can communicate how you want. We'll follow up with you in a few. We'll give you your privacy for the next few days. How's that sound?
Yeah, get to
much
know
earned
each other.
Privacy. And then we'll chat with you maybe next week, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Cam. Thank you, Catherine.
Makes me so darn happy.
You did it.
Wow, did he do it, though?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
What is do it? We've got it. See, Dylan.
Okay.
I need to define everything here. They seem happy, but what is success?
Success would be
marriage.
A great relationship.
Well, marriage would be very successful.
Right, but is not marriage a failure?
No, because they could be together and not be married.
Okay.
A long relationship.
Is a breakup a failure? A long relationship?
Yeah.
Dylan, you did a great job. So there you go. And you've made friends. Look at that. You've got a couple friends.
Honestly.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Mm. Very, very fun. I'm happy for both of them. And again, thanks to every girl that put themselves out there. Yeah. I know how hard that can be. A lot of people saying Ashley for Bachelorette. If I can figure out a way to do it safely, I would love to do it because Ashley is awesome.
Take a break.
Yeah.
No, you need a much earned break. You worked a lot this month.
Really, really did.
Almost a 40-hour total week.
I know. That's wild.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.